What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a smooth weekend, and you're going to have a great start to your week. This episode, I would like to talk about forgiving yourself and forgiving others. It is something that's easier said than done. I'm not going to lie, it has been a difficult journey regarding forgiving. I saw myself not forgiving people for a very long time because I don't forget shit that people have done to me, people have said to me, and last but not least, how I felt by people's actions and words. I don't forget that. No matter what I will do in my life, even if I know you and we're cordial, I will always have a calculated list of the things that you have done to me, and I will never forget that. However, I felt like I feel when you don't forgive others and yourself, you put yourself in a state where you're not growing, and that's not how life should be. You should be able to forgive others so you're able to grow, so you're able to meet new beings or even build new relationships with people who you have forgiven and you want them back in your life or you want them still in your life. I think the hardest thing is forgiving yourself. I struggled with that for a very long time, not being able to forgive myself for putting myself in situations or allowing people to put me in situations or not forgiving myself for making the right choices in life. And it's like, you cannot lament over that. You gotta learn from that, those situations, and forgive yourself for it so you can move on. You don't want to allow the past pain or the past issues to be dragging you down. Like, literally, it's on your ankle with a big ass weight just dragging you while you're trying to live in the present and be hopeful for the future. And that's how it should be. Like, break that shit off. Break that weight off your ankle so you could fly, so you could be free, so you could loosen yourself from the past, you know? How do you forgive yourself? How do you forgive others? I could say forgiving yourself is just understanding what you've been through, but not allowing it to become you in a negative manner. And with that being said, just understanding that you went through what you went through, but it doesn't have to be a negative part of you. It could be a part where you just grow from that shit and keep moving. You don't want to stay stagnant because you allow the past to hold you back, because you don't want to forgive yourself. Well, when you don't forgive yourself, that looks like being hard on you and always judging yourself and always speaking of the past in a negative manner. Like, just being vile to yourself. You are being your own enemy, and it shouldn't have to be that because you're only deteriorating your spirit. You have to forgive yourself for the things that you have done, because to be honest with you, you can't go back and change it. You know, you can't go back and change that shit. So you really just gotta look at it like, yo, this happened, I did that, you know, this happened to me, and it is what it is. What did I learn from that? Being mindful of the actions and the situations you were in, being mindful of that and breaking it apart and understanding why you went through what you went through. You know, like, for example, a person that didn't treat me right, off and on with them for 10 years. And it's like, why did I even put myself in that situation? Or why did I even allow that person to keep coming back? It's because, I didn't have the best relationship with my father. And, I just wanted love for my father. I wanted my father to love me the right way, whatever that meant. And since I didn't get it from him, it reflected to the men in my life. So the reason why I stayed in that 10 year is because as a child, I wasn't getting that love that I wanted from the man who was the most important to me, the first man that I have seen in my life. So it reflected to the men that I had met as I gotten older. That's why I stayed in the off and on 10 year. Did I learn from it? I learned a lot about myself. Is that something I will want in the future? Fuck no. But now let's turn around. Let's go to the next process of forgiving that person. That person was not good to me, but they weren't even good to themselves. They didn't even love themselves. So how the fuck they gonna love me properly? Yes, they said things that I had to heal from. However, I know I'm better than what I've been through with that person. So I forgive them. Even if they meant it or even if they didn't, I forgive them because I know for a fact I'm better than holding resentment and being angry. And I definitely don't want that person to be in my next life. So I'm going to forgive them because I want the weight taken off of me. Because if I'm holding anger and resentment towards somebody, the only person it's affecting is me. The only health that is getting affected is mine's. I'd rather be mature about the situation, forgive them so I could keep going and do what I need to do for myself. Which is just basically healing, forgiving yourself and others, you are healing because you're letting go of, I would say, cords connected to people and that is connected to you. You want to cut those cords off so you could build better bonds with other people. It doesn't even have to be a bond, just a connection where and there's not a cord like, taking from you or you take it from that person, basically codependency, because that was the issue I had, the codependency, the people pleasing. So discovering those things about myself, I had to forgive myself for that, for being codependent on others and people pleasing, because I wanted the love that I was given, not knowing that's not the right way to do it. Forgiving myself for that and knowing better and being better in the present and also in the future. A lot of people say that they will never forgive the person who did them harm, and that's totally understandable. But at the end of the day, don't keep holding that in your heart because you want to let that go. You want to allow your heart to be clean. You want to allow your heart to be pure without that on top of it, and, when you forgive people and you decide to move on with your life, you're moving on. You shouldn't be 5, 6, 7 years cursing somebody from your past. That, yo, like, that's 5, 6, 7 years. Like, yo, forget about that shit. Not forget about it. Forgive that person to the point where you're just like, yeah, this person hurt me, but I'm out. I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? To put toxic words towards that person, you haven't forgiven them because toxic words is connected to anger. It's connected to emotions. And the best part is when you don't feel no type of emotions, you're just able to be like, yeah, they did that to me. I forgive them. And you could just keep moving. That's the best part about it. People think because they, curse, about someone or they say certain things about someone that they're that's good for them. but you're still holding anger. So that means you haven't forgotten about the situation. You're still mad. You're still hurt. Like, let's be real here. Because when you forgive it, you got to be honest with yourself. Like, you know what? I'm not ready to forgive because I'm still mad. You know what I mean? You got to be realistic when it comes to healing. Ain't no fake shit when it comes to healing. Like, you can't put on a mask and say, oh, I'm finished with the play. Motherfucker, you still got the mask off. Take that shit off if you finish with the play. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when you healing, there's no mask. It's just you. You know? You, your authentic self that needs to heal. We talk about inside, outside, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all the emotions, all the traumas. It's a lot of forgiving you had to do in order to elevate. If you're not forgiving, then I don't know how the fuck you elevating. Because you're going to bundle stuff inside, bundle it, and then one day you explode, or one day all that shit just come shooting at you. Because you think you could just put it in a compartment and that's that. Not knowing, like, yo, you need to forgive this person, that person, yourself, most importantly. I see myself sometimes even getting upset now, especially with certain people in my life that I felt could have done better to me. But it's like, you can't always have all these expectations for people. You got to come to terms that people are not going to move like you, and the expectations that you want in certain people, they're not going to have. So forgive them and keep moving. This is something I have to tell myself consistently and constantly. Because I think that I always had that feeling of, you need to move like that because I ain't moving like that. And it's like, no, everybody is not like that. Forgive them and keep moving. If somebody can't be the person you need to be for you, you don't need to force it. You don't need to be mad at them. Forgive them for not being that way. Understand who the fuck they are and keep it moving. You forgive so you can keep it moving. If you want certain people in your life and they willing to change, that is phenomenal. But if they're not willing to change, you forgive and you keep it moving. I'm telling you, it's not easy. You're not going to forgive somebody in 2 seconds. You've got to really look into why you're upset, why you're mad. Not, oh, because they did something wrong. Okay, what was it that they did wrong? Why do you feel hurt by it? Why were you upset by it? Go into your past. Something happened in my past, so that reminded me. It was a trigger. That was verbal abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, whatever it is. Go into that shit, even though you don't want to go into it. Pick it apart until you can say, I am done with this. I can forgive this, and I can move on. We want to elevate out here. I know for a fact I want to elevate. I no longer want to hold things that bring me down or take away my spirit or try to take the breath away from me. I want to be elevated. I want to be able to breathe easily. I want to stand up tall and be confident in myself because I have let go of things that brought me down. I am willing to forgive myself and what others done to me so I could have a bright future with better people around me. That's what I want. What do you want? Think about it. Well, I hope this resonates with somebody. Nothing but peace and blessings to you.